So today's heart practice will be one on letting go. And here are a few great words from Jon Kabat-Zinn on letting go. And he said that letting go is an invitation to cease clinging to anything, whether it be an idea, a thing, an event, a particular time or view or desire. And you could add more to that list, I think. It is a conscious decision, he says, to release with full acceptance into the stream of present moments as they are unfolding. And that's very much the practice we've been engaging in today, I hope. He goes on to say, it's allowing things to be as they are, without getting caught up in your attraction to or rejection of them, to the intrinsic stickiness of wanting, of liking and disliking. And again, that refers very much back to the hindrances, especially the wanting, desiring mind and the aversive, ill will mind. And he also says, letting go really refers to choosing to become transparent to the strong pull of our own likes and dislikes, and of the unawareness that draws us to cling to them. And so it's, again, very much what we've been practicing. So bringing this, the sense of the wanting, the not wanting mind into awareness, letting them be transparent and in our full awareness, rather than underground and driving us and therefore obscuring our mindfulness. And he also says, letting go is only possible if we bring awareness and acceptance to the nitty-gritty of just how stuck we can get. All right, so there's some reflections on letting go and connecting it back to the hindrances. When we're truly mindful, recognizing experiences, accepting that they're there, not clinging to anything, not pushing anything away, those are moments of happiness, of peace. And of course you can check this out, this hypothesis. And here's the famous quote from late meditation teacher Ajahn Chah, who said, do everything with a mind that lets go. Don't accept praise or gain or anything else. If you let go a little, you will have a little peace. If you let go a lot, you will have a lot of peace. If you let go completely, you will have complete peace. So let's check it out. So never to take any of these things at face value. Always to determine it from your own lived practice. So let's take our postures for our practice, if you haven't already. Feel the body sitting, body breathing, stabilize your awareness in that. Allow yourself now to bring to mind something that you feel it is time to let go of, or you have a hunch you're ready to let go of, or to entertain letting go of. Some troubling situation, some argument perhaps, some upset, some strong view or attitude, let it be something that feels workable for you. So as you scan the landscape of your mind and experiences, just notice how you feel with different ones that pop into mind and how it feels in the body. If it starts feeling really intense, bordering on overwhelming, you know that's not the one to work on right now. It's too much. So see if you can scale it back to something that you may feel a little stress in the body, and yet there's also a sense of being able to hold it with your mindfulness, that bit of stress. That you have goodwill enough to hold it as well, and curiosity. Let yourself begin to name the experience, the situation, the thought, the belief, the feelings, the reactions that you are willing to entertain, letting go of or letting be with, naming them gently. Some anxiety, some grief, some grudge. And allow them space to be. See if you can let the issue float without resistance, held in your heart, held in a heart of compassion and interest. And feel your breath, and feel your body sitting. And then check, is it wise to release this? Might not be. And if it's not, choose something else to work with. Or if at any point you feel the whole practice is too much, just sit with the sense of body breathing, sensations. That too is a letting go. Letting go into being. And if indeed it is wise to release this, begin if you can to feel the benefit, the ease that may come with this letting go. And try on saying, let go, let go, let go. Or if you prefer, let be, letting be, letting be, letting be. And notice how it feels in body, mind, heart as you do so. Stay aware. Perhaps you can sense or imagine that troubling feelings and sensations are draining out of your body as you let go, let go, let go. Perhaps a sense of space, spaciousness. Ah, letting be. Letting be, letting be. And now allow yourself to imagine a future in which The whole thing has been released. The thought, the emotions, the situation has been fully released. See if you can sense any freedom, innocence, ease, relaxation that letting go can bring. Perhaps you can feel it in your body, a release of contraction, a deepening, softening of the breathing. And trying on saying again, letting go, letting be, letting go, letting be. See what happens. If you feel resistance, that's okay. Open to the resistance with kindness, with curiosity, maybe a bit of soothing touch, hand to the heart. And then trying on, responding to that resistance. Oh, I'm letting you go. It's okay. I'm letting you go. Or letting you be. Letting the phrases now be, and just sit, the sense of the body and the breathing, noticing how your heart is, the state of the mind. And respecting that the images, the feelings, the struggle with this issue may come back many times, and that you can continue to practice with this. And over time, with the intention to let go, let be, it will fade. And you'll trust letting go, and you'll feel free, and you will be free.